Almost a year after the U.S. began its invasion of Iraq, security has improved, but police officers are paying a high price. Since the occupation began, 114 Iraqi police officers have been killed in Baghdad alone. Police there have adopted new measures to protect themselves against a wave of suicide bombings, but NPR's Steve Inskeep reports that criminals and insurgents are changing their tactics.
The surviving officers of the Hadra police station have had no office for the last 6 months. They've been working outdoors. Just after dark, police captain Mohammed Abdel Hamid extends a hand in greeting.
Alaykum assalam.
Hi, Captain.
Ala marhaba.
And then he invites some visitors to pull up a chair. Captain, we're sitting on chairs in the middle of the street, surrounded by police vehicles and blast barriers. Why is that? A car bomb wrecked the station, he says, looking at a dark building a few feet away. The repairs aren't finished, so the officers work here in the dark, in their cars. Walls of concrete and barbed wire and sand block off this patch of asphalt from a row of nearby shops. But even though this station is better protected now against suicide bombers, Captain Hamid says his men are still being killed. He spoke through an interpreter. You're pointing at a blown-up pickup truck here.
Yes.
What happened?
They placed a bomb underneath the chair of the driver. Lieutenant Colonel Mohammed was driving the car when it exploded. You see the black sign here, the black banner is over there. It's mourning his death.
Attackers are tracking down Baghdad cops one by one. One of the men at the Hadra police station has stopped wearing the crisp blue uniform that is supposed to be the symbol of Iraq's new police. He says it's safer to come out of his house in civilian clothes. And he may be right. Jerry Burke is a former Massachusetts state policeman who's been advising the Baghdad police.
One of the tactics that's been used frequently is to attack the officers in the morning when they leave their residence and they're driving down their own street, slow down to make that first turn off their street onto a next larger street, and that's where they've been getting ambushed.
Jerry Burke says that since the occupation began, the U.S. has been helping the police, most of whom were cops in Saddam Hussein's time. Baghdad officers received training in Western police tactics and human rights. They also got a raise from $10 a month to $225. But police are still being killed, including two brothers from Baghdad's east side. Today, their father led the way into the family house, which is still crowded with his surviving children and grandchildren. Abbas Faleya Al-Jirani points his guests toward the living room. Al-Jirani is a retired army general who was proud that two of his sons served a decade in the police force.
The most important thing is that they died as martyrs. That's a good thing.
Al-Jirani has streaks of gray in his beard. He chain smokes as he talks about his sons, both police lieutenants. After Saddam's regime fell, the father says, the police took off their uniforms and went home. But after a week, Al-Jirani told his two sons to go back to work. He says he told them, "I need you, and the neighbors need you." His sons, Haitham and Dorgham, stayed on the job until the morning of February 10th, when they left this house together on their way to work.
At 5:28, they left, driving my car. I was standing in the garage. After a minute, just when they were turning, I heard gunshots.
Al-Jirani points at his own head to show where a bullet had struck one of his sons. People were just looking at them, the father says. Abbas Faleya Al-Jirani thinks he knows who murdered his sons, a gang of weapon smugglers who may have blamed Lieutenant Haitham for turning them into the U.S. Army. Now, Al-Jirani says he's bound by tribal custom to seek revenge against the killers. He says he's trying desperately to bring the killers to justice legally. But if the suspects are not arrested soon, Al-Jirani says, I'm obliged to kill them myself, defying the law and order that his sons died to defend. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Baghdad.